If everyone's ready, we'll go ahead and get started. We might have a few more folks straggle in, but I wanted to be respectful of everybody's time and start off just by saying thank you to everybody that's here in person and also anyone that's on the Zoom as well. We really appreciate everyone that makes time to talk about trash, to talk about not just waste itself, but the planning document for the regional agency responsible for waste management in Slo County. It's a very particular set of folks that are interested enough to show up and talk about that. And to give you a rough idea of what we'll cover in the meeting today, we'll do an introduction and an overview about what the Integrated Waste Management Authority does. We'll talk about our current strategic plan and some of the recommendations we have for updating that plan for the next 5 years. We'll talk about the purpose of that document and how it informs what we do. And then we'll talk about the role of all of the partners and stakeholders and why we've been holding all of these stakeholder meetings so that we can get feedback from all of you and make the document even better. And then we really set up half of the time for the meeting just for questions and comments so that we get feedback from all of the stakeholders that are turning out today. So we'll have a chance to do that online and also in person. And then we'll talk about our next steps for the strategic planning process. So we do have a presentation we're going to share. There we go. So we'll go ahead and go to the next slide. So the Integrated Waste Management Authority is a joint powers authority that was formed by the cities, the county, and the community services districts in Slo County to coordinate on a regional basis compliance with our waste and recycling laws and regulations. Our mission is to make sure that San Luis Obispo County as a whole is in compliance with all laws and regulations related to solid waste, hazardous waste, recycling, and organic waste. And there's a lot that goes into that. We have 20 member agencies. This is a snapshot of all of them. So there are 7 incorporated cities, the county of San Luis Obispo, and there are a dozen community services districts that specifically relate to waste and have services that they provide to their residents and businesses related to waste management. Next slide. A lot of different programs that the IWMA is responsible for, including residential business and public outreach. It's probably the way that most of you have interacted with us in the past have been related to all of the outreach that we do to educate residents and businesses and other stakeholders about the programs that we run. We also have a really successful school education program where we're providing presentations to schools throughout Slo County. We maintain and operate the permanent household hazardous waste collection facilities. There are 6 of them currently in Slo County. And we also oversee the retail take-back program. So if you have things like batteries and fluorescent light bulbs and other items, you can actually take those back to retailers through a program that we help to coordinate to make it more convenient to properly dispose of waste that should not be going into any of your curbside bins, recycling, green, or trash bins. And then a very large program we manage for Slo County is overseeing the organic waste diversion program. That's curbside green waste collection. And we also work closely with our partners to recover edible food, so keeping that out of the waste, but more importantly, getting it to people that need that food and that can make use of it. Next slide. So this is just a photo of some of the examples where you may have seen us at events. A photo of one of the school presentations that we do through our partner Science Discovery, and a very famous large earthworm that the kids absolutely love. That's part of our presentations. We do a lot of things to get people's attention and do outreach so that people get the information in a way that resonates and that makes sense to them. We also have great information on our website. We have our recycling guide and other ways that you can get information about the programs that we manage. There's a lot of legislation that drives the programs that we're responsible for. The most significant one is AB 939 that was passed back in 1989. It actually drove the formation of the IWMA back in 1994. The jurisdictions in the region recognized that it makes a lot more sense to comply with this new mandate for diverting waste from landfills in a collective way, to work together as one regional agency supporting all of the jurisdictions rather than each jurisdiction doing their own work, developing the same reporting, implementing the same programs, doing the same outreach, but in silos. It's so much more effective to do it together. And since that time, there have been a number of additional laws and regulations related to mandatory commercial recycling, mandatory organic waste diversion, SB 1383, that's a really significant law driven by reducing climate pollution, but specifically mandating that organic waste be kept out of landfills through collection at the curb. And then more recent laws related to plastic pollution prevention and a recent ban on plastic bags that a lot of people really noticed. We had a lot of questions about that. We've now phased out at grocery stores and now at the retail outlets any single-use bags except for paper bags that people can purchase or bags that you bring on your own, and reusable bags are really the best solution. But we're constantly evolving and updating the programs and the information that we provide to make sure that it's relevant and that it reflects the latest legislation and regulations that this state has developed. Next slide. One more. So the five-year strategic plan was last adopted in 2021. It identifies the mission, vision, and values for our agency and established five objectives that laid out a pathway for our agency through the end of last year, focused particularly on navigating SB 1383. At the time, that was a really significant new piece of legislation that drove a lot of new initiatives and investments in local infrastructure, collection, outreach, and education, and programs across the board. So we had to work very closely with our member agencies, with our waste haulers, our solid waste facility operators, to make sure that we really fully implemented that law. We're now in a really good place in terms of compliance with SB 1383. We also, through that past strategic plan, reiterated our regional role. We prioritized restructuring our joint powers authority, and that was facilitated through an updated JPA resolution that all of the member jurisdictions adopted. So for the most part, the strategic plan adopted in 2021 is largely implemented and is now kind of an ongoing implementation. So it's a really good time for us to look at the next 5 years and see what are the key priorities that we want to work on through 2030. Next slide. Based on initial feedback that we got from our board and our stakeholders, we prepared draft adjustments to our mission, vision, and values. I want to recap some of those changes as part of what we're seeking feedback from our community about today. So current mission is to provide coordinated efforts to comply with state waste and recycling policy on behalf of member agencies through practical, cost-effective programs, education, and technical support. The blue text is what we're proposing to revise that to. It would be to make continuous progress towards reducing waste in our county in order to ensure our member agencies fully comply with state waste and recycling policy, and then we achieve that mission through practical, cost-effective programs, education, and technical support in collaboration with our member agencies. So we're updating the mission to focus on two particular aspects. One is that we're making continuous progress. That's something that's actually currently reflected elsewhere in our strategic plan. And then we're also highlighting the importance of collaboration with our partners. Next slide. Our proposed vision statement, currently it talks about making continuous progress. And I think a vision statement really should be about the goal that we have in mind that if we are successful in achieving our mission, we will help to realize. And so we're proposing to shift that continuous progress into our mission statement and to have a vision of reducing waste to preserve and enhance a safe and healthy environment in San Luis Obispo County. And so, again, the focus in our vision statement will be preserving and enhancing our environment and that we make sure it's safe and healthy through the work that we do. Next slide. We're also recommending a few adjustments to our value statements. So most of them we will be retaining. You see that in blue. We're updating cost effectiveness to a broader value of fiscal responsibility that captures a larger aspect of what we're trying to do and ensuring that we're responsible with the revenue that we are getting on behalf of our member jurisdictions. We're replacing professionalism with collaboration and empowerment. That's more tied to our mission in supporting, providing information, and empowering our stakeholders, our residents, our businesses, our member agencies to be effective in meeting those regulations. And we're also proposing to add a value of innovation, which I think is important as we're continuing to see significant changes in the landscape for waste and recycling and the environment in general, that we need to be more innovative so that we can be much more cost effective and to continue meeting our mission when so many other changes are happening around us. Next slide. These are the five objectives that I mentioned earlier that are in our current strategic plan. And you can see those were focused on compliance with SB 1383, providing consistent education, and making those changes to the structure of our JPA and our organization. On the next slide, you can see the recommended draft objectives, and we want to get feedback from all of you about the specific details, the milestones that will be part of these objectives. And we have more seats here in the front. You're welcome to make yourself comfortable. Thank you for joining us today. So you can see the objectives we're recommending are broader and will hopefully carry us not just through the next 5 years, but even beyond that. So obviously maintaining compliance, it's our first objective, directly tied to our mission, something that we see our agency will always be continually pursuing. As we saw over the past decade, even 5 years, there have been significant new laws that have come on the books that are continuing to drive and adjust our mission and change our programs. And so maintaining compliance with not just ongoing requirements, but the new requirements that we will continue to see in the future is very important to us. The second is planning for programs and infrastructure on a regional basis. Coordinating across all of our jurisdictions is something that is required through state law, but is also, again, something that makes our agency more effective. The more we can plan ahead for the needs of our region as a whole, for infrastructure, for programs and outreach, the more effective we can be. We see another objective for us is to continue providing technical support and resources to our member jurisdictions so that they can be successful and effective and maintain compliance at the jurisdictional level. We also want to develop an objective related to empowerment through outreach and education. I talked a little bit before about the information that we're providing helps people make good decisions about, for example, what is recyclable or not, what to do with potentially hazardous waste and how to properly manage it. And to us, we see that as empowerment, sharing information so that people can make the best decision to keep our communities healthy and safe. And then lastly, we see an important role on a regional basis to pursue grant funding so that we can support additional infrastructure, additional outreach, and continue to be in full compliance with laws and regulations. So here I just wanted to reemphasize that IWMA doesn't have any enforcement authority largely. We are reliant on working through our partners to be effective. And primarily what we want to do is share information so that people, most of the calls that we get are actually related to residents that want to do the right thing, whether it's something that they want to put in the right bin, is this recyclable or not, it's a e-waste or other items that they know doesn't belong in the trash and they want to figure out how they can properly dispose of it or recycle it. And all of our partners are so critical to that role. We also work, as I mentioned earlier, with Science Discovery to do our presentations at every elementary school in Slo County, and we're reaching out to other schools as well. We work with our business community through that retail take back program, but also to support them in reducing their waste and increasing diversion of organic waste, recovering additional edible food. We have so many associations and nonprofits. The waste industry, of course, is critical. And I wanted to particularly call out Slo Food Bank, such an important partner for us for the work that we do in recovering edible food. And we have a representative from Slo Food Bank here today. I was wondering if you could come up and talk a little bit more about the work that you do. So Sarah's here with Slo Food Bank, and we're going to switch to the other presentation.
We'll wait. There we go. Awesome. So hi, everyone. Thank you to the IWMA for inviting the Slo Food Bank to speak today. My name is Sarah Frimsis. I'm the food rescue manager at the Slo Food Bank, and I oversee programs that recover edible food to serve our community. So the stats on the screen might be a little surprising to see. You know, in a county that appears prosperous, food insecurity is often invisible. Many of our neighbors, including seniors on fixed incomes, working families, college students, are unsure where their next meal will come from. Barriers like the high cost of living, transportation challenges, stigma, and gaps in benefits like CalFresh all make accessing this nutritious food even more difficult. So we frequently collaborate with our nonprofit partners, county and city agencies like the IWMA, public health entities, and larger food bank networks to work towards addressing the factors that make it so difficult to access some of this nutritious food. And then next slide, please. So our mission is to work with a network of community partners to alleviate hunger and build a healthier community. Through this network, we're currently serving more than 45,000 neighbors each month, which is a number that we see continue to rise. And to support that level of need, we have to source a significant amount of food. So next slide, please. And so we do that in several ways. Purchasing food in bulk allows us to stretch every dollar and provide consistent, high-quality items. We also receive federal food commodities through the USDA, as well as local food drives and donations. And then rescuing edible food makes up about 40%. And altogether, we served over 4 million meals across the county last year. And next slide, please. So let's talk a little bit more about food rescue. It is a critical part of reducing waste and feeding our community. Last year alone, our two programs diverted over 2 million pounds of nutritious edible food, providing vital nourishment to our neighbors. So our gleaning program mobilizes volunteers to harvest excess produce from farms, orchards, backyards, farmers markets, all around the county. In such an abundant region, it's really powerful to redirect that fresh produce to folks who need it. We should all have access to the amazing produce that's grown out here. And last year alone, we rescued over 290,000 pounds of fresh local produce just through gleaning. And then our other program, Agency Direct Rescue, operates on a larger scale where we coordinate our nonprofit partners to perform direct pickups at stores, like grocery stores, schools, other food providers. And this model really allows for a faster distribution, it maintains food safety, and it reduces food miles. And last year, this program rescued over 1.7 million pounds of nutritious food. Next slide, please. So we'll take a little bit of a closer look at our Agency Direct Rescue program. It has a lot of benefits, this model, by empowering our nonprofit partners to perform direct pickups at stores and schools. They're able to quickly and safely get this food to folks who need it. They also get an increased access to a wider variety of offerings, things that we can't, you know, purchase in bulk at the food bank, and things like prepared foods. And then it's, you know, cutting down on greenhouse gas emissions by reducing that food waste. And then we also support our donors by helping them comply with SB 1383. You know, we're helping them reduce their own waste fees, and then they also receive an enhanced tax credit. Next slide. And you can see here, we've seen a lot of growth in this program. You can see the pounds rescued and meals provided. And actually, this month, we just onboarded 2 new donors and 1 new agency into the program. And for this current fiscal year, we're seeing the numbers even higher up. But it's had a really incredible impact on the community. Last year alone, it provided over almost 1.5 million meals. And that's just through this one program alone. Next slide. And then really just across all of our work, everything that we do at the food bank, we really center serving with dignity. So that means, you know, ensuring food is safe, it's accessible, and it's distributed equitably. We train our partners in food safety. We support consistent operations and maintain strong communication across the network to ensure that the flow of food is never interrupted and that folks can always trust that what they receive from us is safe to share with their families. And then next slide. And then you might be wondering how we get all that food out. That is through our Hunger Relief Network, a system of over 130 locations all across the county. You can see on this map, we are everywhere. And this network includes over 70 nonprofit partners. We call them agency partners, over 40 mobile distributions, and over 20 farmers markets, all working together to ensure that food reaches communities where it's needed most. And, you know, just as we look ahead, we really anticipate the need in our community will continue to grow, and we're committed to growing alongside it. That includes expanding our food rescue efforts, particularly with schools, wholesalers, local producers, and really supporting our agency partners who serve more than half of the people that we reach. We really want to make sure that they have the capacity to safely store and distribute more food as we're seeing the need rise across the county. And so we're really incredibly grateful for the IWMA and this partnership that we have. They helped secure funding that is providing 19 of our agencies with essential equipment needed to expand safe food rescue. So things like refrigerators, freezers, thermal blankets, thermometers, someone got a pallet jack, all sorts of things that are going to help them accept and distribute even more food. So with partnerships like this, we're able to reduce waste, serve more people with dignity, and continue feeding Slo County. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. We're going to get the presentation back up, but we're about to shift to the Q&A portion, and it's really not just questions, but we really want to encourage you to think about providing comments and feedback on the strategic plan that we were sharing, our mission, vision, and values, and those objectives, and what you'd like to see us really emphasize. So these are recommendations that will ultimately go to our board of directors as what we'd like to see for the next 5 years for the IWMA. Okay, so I think we can go to the next slide. You should have information, pieces of paper in front of you where you can write out any questions or comments. We're happy to read those if there's questions here that we can address. And we also want to take back your comments and feedback so that we can incorporate that into the updated strategic plan. We're going to put summaries of all of our meetings. We've been posting that as we go with the different stakeholder meetings that we've held so far. And our goal is to have a compilation of all those comments and an updated draft strategic plan to share with our board at the May board meeting, May 13th board meeting. So I'm going to open it up. I don't know if there are any questions that we have from our Zoom participants, but I'll open it up first to the folks in the room. We have a microphone that you can use, or if you want to write out questions and send that to our staff. And I realize I've been remiss in not saying thank you to the staff that helped to organize our event today. They've done an absolutely amazing job. And if you want to take time as well, I wanted to mention also we'll have an online portal. We have a question somewhere in the back. So there's a survey and multiple opportunities for you to submit comments and feedback online as well, and that will be open through the mid-April as well. Go ahead. We'll bring a microphone over to you.
Hi, my name is Annie Seacrest. I work at the County of San Luis Obispo in the Department of Airports. And I just want to thank IWMA for specifically two of the objectives that you are looking at for the updated strategic plan, specifically providing technical support and resources to members and empowerment through outreach and education. We have over 1,100 passengers come through our terminal every single day, and I'm excited to say that this year we are hosting an event using your resources, Science Discovery, to educate passengers, a lot of whom are from our area flying to other places, but also folks from around the country who can see how much we value recycling here in our area. And that means a lot to us because we as an organization don't have the capacity necessarily to be able to provide this to passengers, but we are really grateful for this resource and really looking forward to the event and hope it's something that we can continue every year and maybe even have you guys come educate us on our all staff meetings. The providing technical support to resources to members, we recently have been utilizing the hazardous waste procedures, if you will, for businesses, and I'm going to leave some comments about how I think we can improve that, but that is really helpful to us to have that resource to understand what we can do with our hazardous waste, and it's been really helpful for our operations people to understand that there is a process that we follow and why we don't just throw certain things in the trash. So the technical support for that has really been helpful for us as well. And the other objectives that you have for the updated strategic plan look great, and we hope that we can utilize some of them in the future as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Those are great comments. And the goal of our strategic plan really is to facilitate win-win opportunities like that. So you're providing us an opportunity to help our jurisdiction stay in compliance by sharing information, diverting more waste, and then we're helping you to provide a better experience both for your customers and for your staff. So it's fantastic. We love to see things like that work out. Any other questions or comments? I see some people writing. I appreciate that. So we're definitely going to collect comments that you're writing and incorporate that, take that back with us to the office. I think we can go to the last slide too, because I want to highlight the information on our next steps as well. Absolutely, yes. So, and we have a microphone, so.
Hi, I'm Alexandra Bailey, and I teach second grade at Los Ranchos Elementary. And I'm also on the San Luis Coastal District Wellness Committee. So I meet with Aaron Primer, who's the Director of Food Services. And I know how wonderful it's been your work with them and collecting the extra food from the cafeterias. So we have been in the lunch areas, been at the various schools, trying really hard to have the three stations. So we've got the green bin and the blue bin and the trash. And I'm out there most days at recess, so I've been doing a lot of observing humans and as well as adults that are out there. And so what I'm noticing is that there is still a lot of confusion, I think, generally in the community around what can go, what plastics can be recycled. And I know that it's changed over the years, and that's been partly the confusion. But so much soft plastic is still going in there. So I think that many adults in our community think if it's made of plastic, it goes in the recycling. And I know you do a lot of education, and we love Science Discovery and had them at our school many, many times. But I'm wondering if there are, and I know you do a lot of direct messaging, but I live in San Luis Obispo, and I haven't seen any of it. So and that's just my own habits, but I'm wondering if there are ways that IWMA can work even more closely with schools, because I feel like these are our young people who are, and what I notice is that the second through fourth graders are probably the most amazing at it, and they are, you know, they're going to be incredible adults recycling. But I feel like that it kind of like your agency, you know, works to coordinate all these agencies. If there's a way that you could work even more directly with schools.
Yes. So the short answer is yes, we'd love to expand the programs and services that we provide to schools, because I agree with you, it's so important to make sure that we're supporting the schools, providing education to children that then they bring back to their parents, but also the ones that grow and live here, they become adults that directly impact the programs that we provide. And I agree with you that the recycling information has definitely evolved, especially in recent years. We had a big change in the types of materials that we're able to sell as commodities overseas, and so our messaging changed. We no longer ask people to try and find that little number that's on a plastic item. We just say, if it's a rigid plastic, put it in your recycling bin. If it's a soft or film plastic, we don't want that in the recycling bin. That goes into the trash. It's hopefully a simpler message, but people sometimes, the information is you have to hear a message about 7 times before it really gets absorbed. And so we're trying to get that out in all the different ways, whether it's at events, at school presentations, through flyers, providing magnets, on our videos that have gotten really good play. But we can only have so many messages in so many different ways, and we have to try and get that across somebody's eyeballs about 7 times before it really registers and people say, oh, just rigid plastic, that's what's recyclable. So we'll continue doing that in every way that we can, but we appreciate you being here, and we'd love to do even more with the schools.
Got one more. Do the containers that we have at the schools, do they come right from IWMA?
Do you mean the recycling bins?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably provided by your waste hauler. So we coordinate very closely with there's 4 major waste haulers that operate throughout SLO County, and we work with all of them to make sure that there's consistent messaging. You'll see stickers on those bins. We actually designed and provide those stickers to the waste haulers so that people are seeing a consistent information about what's recyclable, what is organic waste, and what goes into the trash. And we can certainly work with them to make sure that you have the right service levels. So that's something we're often asked about, especially from businesses and commercial customers, to make sure that we're right-sizing the service and that you have enough recycling and green bins to meet your needs.
So if we needed specific-looking bins, those would have to come from the waste company that services, because the different schools are in different regions.
Yes.
Because it feels like one of the most effective ways is if a person has to actually lift the lid. And a lot of these don't have anything on top. So sometimes people will just see a container and put whatever in there. Yeah. And I wonder if there can be more messaging about something with a hinge. And then maybe more of the messaging can go right on the lid, because I know that the ones at my house are like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely talk to you about how to get the right kind of bins.
Great, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you. Do you have any other questions or comments? Love getting this kind of feedback. So let me take a minute to just highlight some of the next steps. So I have our website hosted here for information. So that includes summaries of the events, the stakeholder meetings that we've held so far. Summary of this meeting will be posted on there eventually. It also has information. You can get a link directly to the survey that we have online to get feedback, where you can submit comments or questions. You can also reach out through the Contact Us link on our website. That will be available at least through April 16th. And we strongly encourage you to share that link with other people that you work with or that you're familiar with that might also be interested in this topic. We know that, you know, in the afternoon on work day that might not be feasible for everybody that's interested to come out and participate in a stakeholder meeting like this. But please do share that with your networks on social media, through newsletters that you're familiar with, because we want to get as much feedback as we can before we finalize the plan and submit it to our board. And again, the target date for that will be at our May board meeting. And then I also encourage you to follow us on social media. We have a lot of information. We love to spread information about the different partners that we work with. So if you've got information related to waste recycling, diversion, we'd love to share that through our social media as well. So please reach out to us. If there are no other questions, then we'll close the meeting there and encourage you to grab some goodies on the way out. We've got a few more that haven't been taken yet. Thank you all so much for coming today.